Baltimore is one of the nation's most violent cities. So far this year, 196 people have died violently there, most of them from gunfire. More than 450 other victims survived after being shot on the city's streets. Now, Baltimore's mayor wants to create a gun offender registry. It would require people convicted of gun crimes to register with police every 6 months to let them know where they're living. Eventually, it could turn into a public online registry with photographs and statistics, much like the sex offenders registries in most states. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
When it comes to fighting violent crime in Baltimore these days, numbers and statistics rule. Here's Mayor Sheila Dixon talking about the link between a history of gun crimes and murder.
Over 50% of suspects arrested on homicide cases had prior arrests and conviction. So it's a pattern.
Here's the city's acting police commissioner, Frederick Bielfeld.
You know, we're up this year 15%. In gun seizures and recoveries from where we were in 2006. Over 2,100 guns seized or recovered so far this year. It's just mind-boggling.
All of those guns were illegal, seized from convicted felons or other people who don't have the right to them. The mayor and her acting police chief have embraced the numbers-crunching, statistics-driven approach to fighting gun crimes in their city. Their Bible is a database of gun crime statistics. You just heard them quote from it. It's called GunStat. Some of their army are the firearms experts in the police department's crime lab. They work in a windowless room. You have to sign in to enter. The drawers are crammed with sealed envelopes. Each one sheathes a handgun that needs tracing. Right now, one of the workers is pouring bleach to clean a bullet fragment found in the autopsy of a recent homicide victim. Another part of the Army is a new gun trace task force that's targeting gun traffickers in Baltimore. Now, the mayor wants to add a new law to require gun offenders to register with police every 6 months. Boston and Chicago and San Francisco are also considering the idea. New York City was the first city to create such a registry 6 months ago. City officials there say it's too soon to tell what effect it will have. But Bielfeld says he's certain a registry would help fight crime in Baltimore.
It is a very valuable tool to us to be able to know where these folks are in the community. It's important for the community to know where these folks are.
Daniel Webster co-directs the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research in Baltimore.
For too long, Baltimore has struggled with epidemic levels of homicide rates.
And for too long, he says, everyone has struggled with the same attitude.
Well, that's life in Baltimore. There's nothing you can do about it. Guns are part of life there.
But Webster says all those numbers and statistics Baltimore is collecting are partly an effort to change that attitude. They don't just keep track of criminals. They're a report card of sorts on the people who deal with criminals, from police officers to prosecutors to judges to probation officers. The bill to create a gun offender registry has passed a city council committee. It could become law as early as next month. Libby Lewis, NPR News.